Now, once the issues to do with PCBs were discovered, production stopped, but there have been a bit made, 1.2 megatons. Now, that is a lot of stuff, if it's chemically stable, to get rid of. So it's sitting sort of scattered all over the globe. Australia was using relatively conservative sort of amounts at that point, back in 1975. But, you know, the stuff stockpiled, stuck in drums and holes and stuck in the soil, got rid of, generally speaking. The PCBs themselves are not very toxic. You get chloracne if you spill the stuff on yourself neat. But there have been some good accidents. So it's just a severe acne that's a result of chlorine-containing compounds coming in contact with your skin. Well, remember there was a politician who got poisoned by dioxin about a year ago? Yep, you saw the photos of him, his skin? That was chloracne at its best. Okay. Well, his face doesn't look very good in the last photos I've seen, so I think it takes a fair while for a good belt of chloracne to go away. So it's very lucky he survived, but yeah. So that's chloracne. In Melbourne, there are a few little polluted lakes floating around. So there's a recreational lake which is out of bounds for fishing. The spill occurred in 1975, and there have been no changes to that ban since. In Japan, they had an incident called the Yusho oil incident, where in 1968, some PCB oil got mistaken for rice oil, and they then used it for cooking. Now, yeah, oil's oil. Now, it's low toxicity, but obviously if you're actually swallowing the stuff, it has some toxicity, so they've been quite high in